You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hi. Welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
It's been a while since we've welcomed you into TJ and Jody's house. We've been busy. We've been busy and being travelers and all kinds of stuff. Worn out travelers. We'll get to more of that in just a little bit when we're talking about our great Louisiana vacation that we had. Yes, our great Louisiana vacation.
Yep.
So sweet. Speaking of sweet, Jody, how about that Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress,
our sponsor
for TJ and Jody's house? They're having a big back-to-school sale at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Now, we've told you that it's not just about the mattresses. It's also the furniture. But it's always going to be the mattresses as a big part of that, because they have that that mattress that our daughter still sleeps on, right? Doesn't she still have that place?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she got it when she went to college, and it's in a box. It comes in a box.
Yep.
And that's all I know about it. It's comfortable, and it comes in a box.
Yeah.
And it's on sale at Sweet Dreams right now.
Yes. And she says it's the most comfortable mattress she's ever had.
So it doesn't matter if you're sending somebody to college or you got a student that's just, you know, going to be at home, not going off to college. That's perfect, as well as the bedding. They have a special price on the bedding. It's a pillow and all of the sheets and everything. Super soft, they say. They call them sweet deals. Mm-hmm. Now, in the little video that they have on their social medias and their website and stuff, is that one of the owners that's doing that?
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
It is.
Now, their names are Katie and Craig. And that's Craig doing that, right?
It's not Craig.
Oh, that's right. It's Kathy and Craig.
No.
Katie and Greg.
Yes.
And he's very funny. So that's where we got the information. I mean, they don't talk to us personally. So we go to their website to get their information.
And she talks to me personally.
Well, she doesn't talk to me personally.
Well, I don't know.
No, they're really fine people. And like, he does this whole sweet deals is what they call them. Sweet deals for back to school. So Lake Norman area and beyond, the whole Charlotte area. If you need anything in the way of furniture or mattresses, especially for back to school, then check out Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress with a bunch of locations and a great delivery service. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Okay. Tomorrow night is a big night with the company called ATJ Inc. because it's a special Jody experience on Facebook Live. We just announced that this morning, that Jody's hosting a Facebook Live tomorrow night at 7.
I know.
This was our manager Adam's idea.
Yeah.
Because he said that, and I don't know if this is the kind of thing that people who keep up with bookkeeping and that sort of thing think about. Mm-hmm. But there are 5 Tuesdays in this month, which is rare.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to that kind of thing, but he did. He was acting like, this is such a special thing. And it's so unique that we're having, not unique, but it's so rare that we're having 5 Tuesdays in a month. So on the 5th Tuesday, we're going to celebrate the Ace and TJ experience with a Jody experience.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what to say.
So we do these things every Tuesday night, and it's a different member of the show that does a Facebook Live session. Mm-hmm. And
not me.
No, Jody's never done this.
No.
You've never done anything
on my own
by yourself ever.
No.
On as far as show stuff.
I'm a little nervous about that. I'm going to clean my glasses so I can see what everybody's saying when it pops up, because otherwise I can't see.
Now, you know, you don't have to answer every question that comes in. Like, you can
I know. But I know, but I felt kind of rude if I missed something.
But I mean, you just, it's impossible because they're coming in so fast.
I know. Listen, you say that. I mean, I hope somebody is on there.
Oh, they will be. They will be.
Well, it should be interesting.
Well, it should be. It better be.
Are you going to be nearby, like keeping an eye on me?
Yeah, I guess if nearby means in the bed, in the next room.
Then. Oh, okay.
No, of course I will be. I don't want you to. You going to get drunk like Riggins does before he does it?
And then, no, negative.
And say something offensive?
No. No, I will not.
No.
I mean, I might say something offensive and not know I did, but I'm not going to get drunk, no.
Yeah. Adam was so excited about it. He said, please make sure it's okay with her. Make sure she can do it. Because he wanted to, you know, we've been running these little promos saying we're going to announce the secret special guest and all of that. And we didn't do that until this morning on the regular old show. So.
I saw a few comments of who they think it is.
Oh, really?
They might be disappointed.
Who were they thinking?
I don't. Some of the other girls that were on the show and other people on the show in the years past. I know. I feel bad. It's going to be me.
I didn't even think about that.
I know.
But it's probably not anybody that they would like hearing from more than they do you.
Yeah. They can. They don't. I don't think. Yeah. Okay. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Ever since that went up on our social medias, I haven't looked at it.
Yeah.
Did you repost it on yours?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Wow. But it's supposed to be 30 minutes. That's what we usually do. But you don't have to do that long if you're not liking it.
Okay.
Mm.
Or people may not be on there, you know?
What, may not be on
to talk to
hear
to me.
From you?
Mm-hmm.
But they may not. You
may
never
not.
Know.
May
you
not.
Never know.
And then I'll shut it off early and go cry. And then y'all never ask me again to do anything.
Well, I don't think that'll be a problem.
We'll see. We'll see.
Because,
come with your questions. I'll answer as many as I can.
But you got enough friends to, you know, get in the chat.
My friends don't get on there and talk to me.
They might.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
They might. I don't know. We'll see. My sister might get on there.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah. We don't need that. We don't need your sister on there.
Mm-hmm.
We actually don't need your sister telling people she's your sister.
Because
I'm connected with that, and I don't want that.
You'd be nice.
That sort of bad karma up on me.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to have anything to talk about other than, like, if you just have prepared a subject to start as the conversation?
Are you telling me I need to?
Probably,
well,
yeah.
Then I'll work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure enough.
I mean, you could go, wow, how about this weather? What's up with that? You know, something like that. That would be really good.
I think I'll come up with something better than that.
No, that's great. That's gold. Mm-hmm. That is gold.
I'll come up with something. Don't you worry about it.
All right. Well.
Don't you worry.
Okay. Y'all remember her saying, don't you worry about it. If something goes wrong during the thing tomorrow night, then she'll be wanting me to worry about it.
I'll be yelling for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yelling. You're probably going to be watching me in the corner making, oh, don't say that. Say that. Don't say that.
No, I won't.
You can't distract me like that.
I won't. I'll be available. Let me put it that way. I will be available in emergency situation.
Mm-hmm. You're not controlling, but when it comes to this stuff, you are.
I'm not a controlling person,
no.
Except for when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
This being the broadcast world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you should. This is, you know more about this than me.
Well,
I've been thrown
into it.
I'm
starting to really question that lately. Mm-hmm. Because people don't like me anymore. I think I'm going to go.
Why do people not like you?
I don't know. I guess because I'm old.
And
no, just old.
I don't think that
they're
has anything to do with everybody gets
they're
old.
They're tired of me. All right. Well, we got a lot to review for you because it's been a while since we've done a TJ and Jody's House podcast. We'll catch you up on all the exciting things going on coming up next.
TJ and Jody's House.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
TJ and Jody's house.
Oh, I forgot to put this on the list of stuff to talk about during the podcast today, but Jody went to walk with her friend from next door. They walk around the neighborhood because we got a lot of hills and stuff, and it's quite a workout, y'all.
It is.
And she said, I'm going to walk. And I said, okay. She was gone about 2 minutes, and then I get a text from her with a picture of the corner of our house on the second floor. And there is a giant hornet's nest in the corner of our house. Right up on the roof.
So gross.
I mean, it's huge. And it's got bald-faced hornets in it, is what it is. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember having hornets growing up in Louisiana.
I don't think we did. Mm. But so we were taken off to walk, and I know it was not there on Wednesday. This was on Friday. On Wednesday, we walked, and I was looking because there's a crepe myrtle tree right there. And I was looking. I was like, oh, look, it's blooming. And it's right above it. So 1,000% I would have seen that paper mache looking thing hanging. But you know, I don't see well. You know, I don't see very well. So then I said, hang on, Julie. That's my neighbor I work with. I said, does something tear our side of our house off? Because, you know, we've had that happen before in other homes where animals get in there. And I got a little closer and I was like, ugh. And it was that nest. Mm-hmm. So, do you want me to say what the guy told me?
Yeah, he said, Jody, you're going to have to get your up there and cut it down.
No, he didn't.
Get it off the roof.
Nope. And, but he said that because the weather's been kind of wet and cloudy, they make these. And, like, they did that in just a couple of nights. And so, he said, wait for it to get real hot and sunny because then they calm down and then he can come spray for them. So he's coming this week. He's going to spray, I think, a couple of times just to make sure they're all dead. Mm-hmm. And then he'll knock it down. And he said, knocking it down is nothing. But this is the most disgusting part of it all. He said, do you know the way that they make that? I'm thinking, no, I have no idea. He said they go and they get wood, pieces of wood or scraps of wood, and they chew it up. Mm. And that thing is made with their saliva and wood. That's disgust.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Isn't that neat? It's a miracle.
When did you learn that?
My whole life I've known that.
Boy, you did not.
I did.
Who just knows that?
Everybody knows that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, it's made with their bodily fluids. It acts as a glue kind of.
So I went out there today, and there is two big holes in it, and they were swarming in and out, in and out, in and out.
Hmm.
So.
Oh, you did see them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to go out there and look.
Go look.
I bet not get stung.
Would I be getting all I up in there?
Not get too close.
So he, you know, the guy that is coming to the exterminator, he said he goes, they, you know, they're on the opposite side of where our garage is. So he said, they're not going to bother you. Just, you know, don't bother them. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but I'm disgusted by it. It's horrible. And a few people have commented, how did we let it get that big? Hello.
Because Jody's a filthy housekeeper.
I just saw it on Friday. It was not there on Wednesday. And that's that.
Jody keeps a filthy house.
No, I don't.
That's why it's so big out there. You ought to see all of the crap out there.
Yeah. Although you do need a power wash.
I will.
Mm-hmm. You mean, after he takes that down?
Well,
and
yeah,
then you can't,
I mean,
just do the one spot. You're going to have to do all of it.
All of what?
The whole house, the whole front.
Well, I don't have that kind of power washer.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Your little friend will give you one.
What little
tomorrow.
Friend?
Michael.
Oh.
Handsome husband Michael said he's got a big one that you can use.
Okay. Well, I can't do the whole house with it because I don't have ladders and all that stuff.
You can do a lot.
Yeah. I can.
Anyway, and gross, I like the pressure creepy, wash. Nasty. Ugh. Made me sick.
You can go look at a picture of it on my Instagram page, TJ_Richie. RITCHIE, TJ_Richie on Instagram. There's a big picture.
And I sent it
not
to
big picture, it's a picture of it, and you can see how big it is. All the pictures on Instagram are the same size.
I sent it to the exterminator, too, and he said, I know you think that's big, but it's not.
Yeah. It's big if you've never had one at all.
It's freaky.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of huge ones.
I said, well, I'm concerned because that area of our house, it's near the attic. And I said, I'm concerned they're going to get in the attic. He goes, they're not getting in your attic because your attic's too hot and they'll die. So then I'm like, well, they need to go in the attic.
Yeah. I'm thinking about shooting some wall spray up in the holes that
but you better make sure you don't miss.
I'm good with that stuff. I love wasp spray.
Okay, well, we have a couple cans. Go have at it.
I'm going to have to put my running shoes on.
I'm not going out there.
Because I wonder what kind of spray he's going to use out of
he
his truck.
He says it's attached to a big hose on his truck, so I don't know. Yeah. He's not going to miss.
But I mean, I wonder if it's a fog kind of thing or if it's a jet, like a regular wasp spray. Wasp and hornet spray.
Uh-huh. It's freaky.
Yeah, I might go get them. Save a little money if I kill them first. And all you got to do is
scrape them
down.
So let me tell you what. If you do that, I am going to video that.
Do we have wasp spray? We do, don't we?
Yes.
I got some wasp spray. Yeah, I'll get on it.
Okay.
Maybe not today.
That'll be a fun thing to watch.
You would be rooting for me to get stung, wouldn't you?
No.
Yeah, oh, yes, you
by
would.
By a hornet? No. Mm-hmm.
By multiple hornets. By
no.
A swarm of hornets.
No. Maybe by a little ant, but not a hornet.
Sure, Jody.
If you're annoying me that day, a little ant. Yeah, never
go,
a hornet.
Yeah, why don't you go play with the hornets?
Play with the hornet's nest.
If you were looking out the window and you saw me spray a hornet's nest, that hornet's nest, and then they start coming after me and I ran and fell down.
Okay, if you ran and fell, that's a whole other story.
And they start stinging me all over and I'm slapping
no,
them and
the
screaming.
No, the stinging, no, but the falling,
and
yes.
If they're stinging me and I'm swatting them and then fall down again.
What would I do?
You would laugh. You'd stand there and laugh. Yes, you would.
I'd laugh if you fell, but I would not laugh about the stinging. That's horrible.
But if the stinging made me fall, you would laugh.
I don't know. Let's don't find out.
It'd be my luck. I would go out there and spray it, go right into the hole of the nest where it's supposed to kill them, except the spray would be expired and it wouldn't have any killing powder left in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Any killing powder.
And then they just come after you.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened to me.
Ooh, I think we just need to leave this to the professionals.
Our daughter lives 7.5 hours away by car in Nashville, and you would have thought that was right outside her room.
You would have thought it was in her bedroom.
That's making me sick. I can't look at it.
Quit watching it then.
Oh, what are you going to do? You got to, like.
She goes, are you calling somebody? When are they coming? No, 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 no. I said, quit looking at the picture. I can't help it.
Yeah, she was obsessing over it.
Uh-huh. And she asked me again today. When are they coming? I said, I don't know. They're coming sometime this week.
I wonder if she still lived here and that happened, what she'd be doing.
She said she wouldn't be able to sleep.
No. She'd probably have to go stay somewhere else.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, and boy has been the same way. He hadn't come out of his room since we found it.
He hadn't come out of his room in 2 years. So
he went and played wiffle ball or something with his friends yesterday.
He comes out of his room to work. Yeah, and that's about it.
But and he got that new NCAA video game, the football video game.
He also loves thrift stores.
Yeah,
and I hear that's a thing with the youngsters.
Uh huh. Because nobody cares about how they look anymore. That's why they've just given up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it.
All right. So I've forgotten about the Hornet situation. So we had to get that out. And then we'll catch you up on what all went on with our Louisiana trip coming up next.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Okay, welcome back to TJ and Jody's house. Even though the big voice guy just said it was TJ and Jody's house, there was no need for me to say that. So, sorry. All right. We have been away from the podcast for a few weeks because of the timing of travels and all of that stuff. We went to visit Jody's family in Louisiana. Last summer, we went and visited my family in North Louisiana and then on into Arkansas. Mm-hmm. This year, we went to visit her family in more of the central and southern Louisiana, South Louisiana. And so it was pretty uneventful as far as there were no fights or anything like that. We didn't have anybody get arrested.
No.
No stuff like that.
No.
We flew there and drove back because my dad had given some stuff from his dad who had passed. My grandfather played the guitar. Our son plays the guitar. So he had a couple of guitars from my granddad and an amplifier that he wanted to pass down to our son, Boy. And that's why we drove back, flew there, drove back so we could take all that stuff back with us. But he had already given that stuff to Jody's parents to give to us. Mm-hmm. So it was at their house. And then I went to the camp with Uncle Chuck, who is Jody's brother-in-law, Uncle Chuck. We went to his camp in South Louisiana on the bayou and did a bunch of fishing. Mm-hmm. Stayed there a few days and got some fishing done.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool for Boy to get to see that because we're not from an area where there are a lot of Cajuns. Like, it's not predominantly the people, especially where I'm from. Jody's town that she grew up in is right in the middle of the state. So anything below it is Cajun and above it is just country people. And so her town called Alexandria gets some Cajuns who have moved up mm-hmm. into there, but not a lot.
Mm-mm.
But we were down there. I mean, alligators swimming by the boat while we're fishing, chasing my cork. You can see some videos that I posted and pictures and all that on my Instagram.
Crazy.
And Boy got to be down there in the full everybody's got that accent. I mean, it was just something. And eating crawfish pies out of convenience stores and boudin and all of that stuff that South Louisiana is known for. And then Jody got to relax while we were doing that.
Spent some good one-on-one time with my parents, some with just my mom, and some with my sister.
Ew.
And I have fun.
With your sister?
I have fun. Yeah, I spent a night there with her. It was just us because my niece had gone to camp for the week, and my nephew was gone with them fishing. So I stayed out at her house one night. A couple of her friends came over, and we have fun.
But it was really just, there was nothing special as far as no special events or anything like that we did. It was just her parents have a pool.
Yeah.
A pool wall.
Yeah.
And it's not a pool that you can recline and relax up on the side of it because it's too hot. You have to actually get in the water.
Yeah.
Pretty much the whole time.
Yeah.
Because in Louisiana, it's too hot.
Yeah.
But our son was in the pool the first day and got a sunburn on his shoulders and his back. Not bad, just a little bit like that.
Because he's never in the sun.
Yeah. And he was putting on sunscreen and everything. I don't know what happened, but it was just a minor sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned something about it when we were at the camp. He goes, "Man, I got burned yesterday," or whatever. So it went by a few days. And then we got back to Jody's parents' house. He went and took a shower, and he came out, and he never even raises his voice ever about anything.
He doesn't say anything about anything.
Just like, seems to be lethargic and just, laid back.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts knocking on the door. He comes out of the shower, and he said, "Dad, you got to put some aloe vera on my sunburn. It's killing me." And I was like, okay. And I didn't think anything about it until I opened the door, and he was freaking out. He said, "This is the worst pain and itching that I've ever had in my life." So if he's saying that, it must have been serious. So I started slathering his shoulders and his back down with all that aloe vera. And he said, "It's worse.
He was grabbing his head, and he was like, oh. It was crazy. And then his back. It almost wasn't even like a sunburn. It would get kind of red, and then it would be white. Like you could see it easing up, and then it would be red, and then it would be white. And it brought him to tears. Like he was freaking out.
He even said, "We're going to have to go to try to find urgent care."
He goes, "Now."
Yeah.
Like, now.
And that's so out of character for him. It's just crazy. Me.
And I freeze during things like that. So I'm kind of looking at him like, eh. But then I went and got him Benadryl. He took 2 Benadryl. It was like 6 o'clock.
We were putting anti-itch steroid cream on it. I mean, anything we could think
was
of.
Vinegar.
Yeah. Whatever. Just trying anything that somebody had suggested.
Uncle Chuck told him, because he told him don't scratch it, but he gave him a shirt, and he said, "Just pull that shirt gently up and down your back." And he goes, "Okay." Like he's trying. It's then at this point, like 6:25, and he goes, "We just need to go to the urgent care." And so I was like, "Okay, let me just get on some clothes." So I threw on, because I just had on comfy lounge clothes. So I was throwing on something to go to the doctor, to the urgent care, because it closed at 8. And I come out, and he's sitting in my dad's chair, and he's kind of rubbing his back on that.
Because, sometimes when the weather starts getting colder, you get out of the shower, and you feel like there's ants stinging you. That's what I thought maybe happened. So I made him put his shirt on so air wasn't hitting his back, and then go sit in the chair so he could just rub around on it like that if it was itching so badly. And that's probably about the time the Benadryl
about 6:40
kicked in.
Yeah.
And it started easing up.
Yeah.
And he did the research on it, and it's called, what's it called? Hell's itch or Satan's itch.
Hell's itch.
Hell's itch. And it's when the sunburn is healing. Even if it's not been a bad sunburn, sometimes there's a reaction like that causes that excruciating pain and itch. And they say there's nothing you can do about it.
Didn't he say like 5% people get it or something? And it's a few days after you've had exposure to the sun.
Yeah, when it's healing.
And if we had gone to the doctor, they wouldn't have been able to do a thing. And what was the thing that was made it worse?
Aloe vera. They said, don't put aloe vera on it. It makes it worse.
It was bad, though. Yeah. He said I was looking at him like he was crazy. I said, I've just never seen you like that. I had no clue what to do except get dressed and go to the urgent care.
So if that ever happens to anybody you know, then
Benadryl.
Benadryl, wait it out until the Benadryl kicks in. Sit in a chair where you can rub against it, but don't scratch it.
It said no aloe vera and no creams.
Which we did both. And, yeah. It didn't say no vinegar, though, so.
No, I guess you're right. I don't know that that helped him.
No, it didn't.
The Benadryl's got to kick
ice
in.
Ice didn't help, nothing.
Mm-mm. But how about him? If I had taken two Benadryl, I would have been out. He's wide awake watching some baseball thing.
And everybody's going, that Benadryl's going to knock him out. And he's thinking, I don't care if I drop right now and I can't move for 2 days. I want this to be, I'd rather be asleep than this not stinging and itching.
Yeah. So if you ever know of anybody or if you've had that, you know what he's talking about. Mm. It is awful.
Speaking of awful.
I know where you're going with this.
We were out doing our usual Saturday thing, which we go out on the boat for a little while with little friend Jenny, handsome husband Michael, and then sometimes we'll go to a movie. Not very often, but I think we told everybody we went to that Bad Boys movie because Michael wanted to. And if Michael wants to do something, I try to make it happen.
And
he never
love a movie.
He never gets to do anything he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who was wanting to see Twisters. He said Jody was the one wanting to see it, and Jody said he was the one wanting to see it. But anyway, we tried to get tickets to our regular place that we go, and they were sold out, and then everybody kept trying and trying, and we got tickets at a theater far away, kind of far away from where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Not nearly as nice of a theater because they didn't have reclining seats and all that.
Mm-mm.
And it was packed. I had to sit next to a stranger to watch this Twisters movie. I thought it was you, Jody, wanted to see it so badly because of that handsome fella in it.
Oh.
Glenn Powell.
I mean, I did want to see it, but not so badly. I mean, I'll see anything that little cute thing's in, but I wasn't so badly. But the other thing is, if we stay at their house to, let's say we order pizza or something in and we watch TV, you get into the corner of their couch and fall asleep in 2 seconds. So we knew if we would just keep moving, then he wouldn't fall asleep.
I knew somehow it would have to come back to me.
He does that.
Somehow it was going to be me that causes the problem.
It's not a problem.
It is a problem because the movie was terrible.
Well, we didn't know it was going to be terrible.
First
of all, everybody's going to it. We couldn't even get tickets to it here. Mm-hmm. It's great soundtrack. Great soundtrack. And I had no clue it was going to be bad. Our daughter saw it the night before, and she said it was good.
You would think that the graphics and the stunts and all of that would be so much better now than they were with the original one.
I thought
one.
They would.
But they've done so much. It's like everything is AI now, and it looks like it. I mean, it was just so over the top and unbelievable. And I mean, I love that guy, too. I think he's cool.
He's
Glenn
adorable.
Powell.
And then a little friend, Jenny, had me laughing so hard during the movie because it was so, I'm not saying anything because if people haven't seen it, but some of it was so ridiculous. And she would
just
sit
like
there and she goes,
unbelievable stuff.
Okay. And then I start laughing. I'm trying to be quiet because the whole theater's full. And then, her commentating to me was my entertainment for the movie.
Yeah. I'd like to give examples of that, but it would give it part of the movie.
Yeah, we can't.
It wasn't terrible. Let me take that back. It wasn't terrible, but I would not have gone to the theater to see that. I would have watched it on the Netflix or something.
But people people are loving it. Like, they love the first one. They love this one.
Well, I know, but the first one was really good.
Now, I will say at the beginning of that movie, it's good. Like, you're like, oh, wow. And then, I don't Oh, what happened?
It just became far-fetched. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
And
then there's a lot of Psycho movies that the trailers were before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Psycho next to me here, I was like, ew, I bet you like that. And he's like, smiling, creepy. Yeah.
You can't tell me that you don't want to see that M. Night Shyamalan movie.
No.
With, I think it's Josh Hartnett that's in it.
Is that the one with about the girl at the concert?
His yeah. daughter?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't want to see that business. And I don't want to see that one with, what's his name? The guy with the two girls knock on his door and then they come in.
Oh, with Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
He looks creepy.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one, too.
Scary.
But you say you'd watch anything with that little Glenn Powell in it, that handsome fella?
If it's not scary.
Well, I was going to say, what if he's in a movie where he's playing somebody blasphemous?
Oh, I don't do that.
I didn't think so. I'm glad.
And there is a good Christian movie that's coming out that I cannot wait to go see. Couldn't think of the name of it. Could you?
Mm-mm.
Could you? It's a true, based on a true story, and they, I guess they did Sound of Freedom and a few other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks so good. It'll be in a few weeks, I think.
Yeah.
I'll see that, but I'm not going to see that scary stuff.
Why don't we see a double feature, one after the other?
Why don't I leave when you go to see that second one?
Hmm. Well, I don't mind going to the movies by myself.
I know you don't.
I haven't done it in a long, long time.
To me,
I haven't done it in a long time.
Go see some Psycho maybe alone, you weirdo.
I will. Aiden boy may want to go.
No, he doesn't like that.
Yeah, he does.
We don't do that.
Yeah, he'll go. All right. So here, I thought we were going to end up being short on time for this one. And actually, we're about on the regular time that we are.
Okay.
So we're not cheating anybody out of any minutes or sure seconds care. Of entertainment from TJ and Jody's house. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in the Eastern, Facebook Live, the Ace and TJ Facebook Live page, Jody.
Get on there. Will Let's be chat.
Doing a chat.
Let's chitty chat.
Hit her up in the chat.
Let's chitty chat.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Ask me any questions about this one. I'll answer.
Please.
And especially if he's behind me, behind there going, no, I'm going to answer.
But they have no questions about me left. I mean, as old as I am, as many years as I've been in their faces, they don't have any questions about me. All right. So thanks for what? Thanks for watching and listening and doing what you do. Love you. Bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.